知行如旅。Listen and share.
Night shift. 夜班。I can tell you that I turned my head around to look behind me 50 times while I was walking up the hallway. When I reached the doorway, I stopped to take a look back down the hall. I turned my flashlight on and just stood there looking down the hall for a couple of seconds. But the strange feeling never came. Everything was normal. I told myself that it was just my mind playing tricks on me the other night. 2 weeks went by.And nothing special happened in the cemetery, but I never really liked being there. But this night, my last night, the night guard, was different. After this night shift, I put an end to my career as a night guard. This week, I had a guard dog with me patrolling the grounds. I arrived at the cemetery at 2:30 a.m. I took the dog for a walk over the graveyard.It was a pretty cold night, below zero. After 15 minutes, I was done with the graveyard, and I was about to enter the building. I went inside and turned right, and then went down the hallway. About halfway down the hall, I stopped to pick up my flashlight, when I suddenly got this weird feeling that someone was watching me from a distance. To calm myself down, I told the dog to be on the watch.He started barking. I told him to calm down and be quiet. He totally ignored my order. When we entered the office, the dog turned around facing back down the hall.
回了不止50次头看向身后，我走到办公室门边，回头向身后的走廊看了一眼。我打开手电筒，站在那儿盯着走廊看了几秒钟，但那儿再也没有那种奇怪的感觉，一切正常。我告诉自己，那晚确实是我自己的脑子捉弄了我。2周过去了，那个公墓并没有发生什么特别的事情，但我还是不喜欢去那儿。但我最后一次值晚班的那晚却不同，这晚过后，我作为夜班警卫的职业生涯就结束了。这周有一只警犬和我一起巡逻，我凌晨2:30时到了公墓，带着狗在墓地里走了一会儿。那晚很冷，气温在-摄氏度以下。我在墓地里巡视了15分钟，然后走进那所房子，进去后右转，然后走过走廊。走到一半的时候，我忽然就有了有人在远处看着我的奇怪感觉，便停下来将手电筒打开。为了让自己冷静下来，我让狗保持警惕，它开始叫了起来。我叫狗安静下来，它就完全无视我的命令。我们进到办公室里，警犬转身对着走廊。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I can tell you that I turned my head around to look behind me 50 times while I was walking up the hallway. 可以告诉你的是，我走在走廊上的时候，回了不止50次头看向身后。 When I reached the doorway, I stopped to take a look back down the hall. 我走到办公室门边，回头向身后的走廊看了一眼。I turned my flashlight on and just stood there looking down the hall for a couple of seconds. 我打开手电筒，站在那儿盯着走廊看了几秒钟。But the strange feeling never came. Everything was normal. 在那儿再也没有那种奇怪的感觉，一切正常。I told myself that it was just my mind playing tricks on me the other night.
我告诉自己那晚确实是我自己的脑子捉弄了我。 2 weeks went by and nothing special happened at the cemetery, but I never really liked being there. 2周过去了，那个公墓并没有发生什么特别的事情，但我还是不喜欢去那儿。 But this night, the last night at the night guard was different.但我最后一次值晚班的那晚却不同。After this night shift, I put an end to my career as a night guard. 这晚过后，我作为夜班警卫的职业生涯就结束了。This week, I had a guard dog with me patrolling the grounds. 这周有一只警犬和我一起巡逻。I arrived at the cemetery at 2:30 a.m.I took the dog for a walk over the graveyard. 我凌晨2:30时到了公墓，带着狗在墓地里走了一会儿。It was a pretty cold night, below zero. 那晚很冷，气温在-10摄氏度以下。After 15 minutes, I was done with the graveyard, and I was about to enter the building. 我在墓地里巡视了15分钟，然后走进那所房子。I went inside and turned right, and then...went down the hallway. 进去后右转，然后走过走廊。About halfway down the hall, I stopped to pick up my flashlight. When I suddenly got this weird feeling that someone was watching me from a distance. 走到一半的时候，我忽然又有了有人在远处看着我的奇怪感觉，并停下来将手电筒打开。To calm myself down, I told the dog to be on the watch.为了让自己冷静下来，我让狗保持警惕。He started barking. I told him to calm down and be quiet. He totally ignored my order. 他开始叫了起来，我叫狗安静下来，他就完全无视我的命令。When we entered the office, the dog turned around facing back down the hall. 我们进到办公室里，警犬转身对着走廊。讲解一下相关的语言点。A couple of. Couple 的本意是指夫妇，比如说 new couple, 新婚夫妻。这里 a couple of 可和夫妻没有什么关系了，它表示的是几个、两三个。比如说 I have a couple of things to do. 我今天有几件事情要忙。Play trick on. Trick 是恶作剧、诡计的意思。比如说 I am tired of your tricks. 你那点小把戏我早就厌烦了。喜欢足球的听众对于帽子戏法这个说法一定不会陌生，用英语说就是 hat trick. Play trick on 意思就是开某人的玩笑，我们也可以说 play trick with. 例如 Don't play trick on him easily. He is easy to be irritated. 别轻易和他开玩笑，他这个人很容易生气。On the watch, watch 除了表示看以外，还有看守、监视的意思。比如说 ,The man is being watched by the police, 警方正监视那个人。On the watch 指的就是值班、看守，我们也可以说 keep watch。比如说 ,He was on the watch last night, 昨晚他值班。Ignore, 忽视、不理睬。来看个例句。She saw him coming, but she ignored him. 她看见他走过来，但装作没有看到他。Ignorance 这个词是 ignore 的名词，表示不知、无知。比如说 ,We are in complete ignorance of his plans. 我们对他的计划一无所知。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿。谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不等于不识韩。